Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's call this Total Wine and More Hour, shall we, guys? Shop online, totalwine.com. Pick up in-store within an hour with the new one-hour express pickup option. Let's call it Easy Hour. Easy Hour. Seth, pouring some wine for Easy Hour, courtesy of Total Wine and More.
Whoa.
Look at you. Where'd you find the wine opener?
Where's the opener?
Did the fine folks at Total Wine and More send it over?
No wine opener. I was back in the sales department.
Okay.
And Stephanie Sabota had wine. I had wine, but she wanted me to have her wine. There's no opener. So what happens? Sales manager Brian Kelly goes, "I got you." Comes out of his office with a hammer and a nail.
BPK?
Yeah,
what?
Says, "I got a hammer and a
nail. Killing it.
Where does he get a hammer around here?
Where'd he get a nail around here?
But he pushed the cork all the way down into the bottle, and now it flows easily.
Oh, well, now you got your wine soaking the cork.
Oh, I want the cork.
What, do they call that a cork soaker?
What
they
does
do?
That do?
Well, it sucks cork.
Anyways.
Oh my God! You're gonna drink that?
Yeah. Who else wants some?
I want a little bit. Give me some here.
That's some cork. Some,
I don't have to have a fancy cup.
You're gonna have some of the cork soaking wine? I want to stay away from that.
I'll sample it.
I don't want any cork in my wine.
It's only proper.
Yeah.
Sample.
If you want to be a cork soaker.
You want some, Micah?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is. You know.
What is this?
The hour takeover.
What exactly is this? A red?
Oh, this is a La Crema.
It's a red.
Oh, that's
blend
a nice. A red, La Crema, that's a Pinot Noir.
That's a 2014 Pinot Noir. Yeah, yeah. Stephanie Sabota had this in her fridge.
That's the best Pinot Noir
that
there
is. All right, here we go. Chug a load.
Yeah.
La Crema is great.
Woo!
All right, well, it's Total Wine and More, the largest selection of wine, spirits, and beer in the state. 8,000 wines, 3,000 spirits, 2,500 beers. Use that one-hour express pickup option because, quite frankly, you're at home, you're looking at the internet, you figure out the bottle you want, boop, you go pick it up at the store, you're off at your holiday function, and you are good to go. Enjoy that Pinot Noir.
I should have brought some cheese, man.
Oh, wine and cheese.
Yeah, come on,
man.
Man,
a little Stilton.
Yeah.
727-579-1025.
I'm already wrecked.
What did you have with it?
You had two sips of wine.
I just looked at it.
I've had two sips, and I'm lit.
Two sips. And we're making this an easy hour. We will not step away at all. Mm-mm. So by all means, we need your phone calls at 727-579-1025.
Come on, have a little. Bottoms up.
And 800-771-1025. I would have, if you have a cup, I would have.
You have a cup right there.
Yeah. All right, here. Just give me a little.
Just a little, yeah.
I'll fit in with all the cool guys.
Just so you can see what we're drinking.
Right,
here.
Exactly. If we're all going to make this a wind down Thursday, then we're okay.
All right,
you're trying to get me wasted.
It's like a...
Oh, I love a nice La Crema. That is a good Pinot Noir. And if you don't know much about wine, like, say, us, go into Total Wine and ask them about it. They have experts everywhere.
Hey, I know what I like, and I'm not afraid to ask.
That's it. Like, they're like, do you like something fruity? Do you like something oaky?
Right.
Do you like?
They can dial it in, too. You just give them all the things you like.
Absolutely.
We've never all had a drink together before, have we?
I'm sure it's probably happened.
No, I don't think so.
On the air?
On the air or off?
No,
off the air, we've all had a beverage together.
I probably haven't been around Kevin when I've had a drink before, have
I?
Oh,
man.
Yeah, was I with you when you had the two cups of wine and the chicken fingers?
I don't think you were at that game.
Great combination.
That's the combination. That's the party.
They call that the Seth Kushner special, the wine-chicken finger combo. Very rare, very rarely pulled off.
You can only get that at a certain place.
You definitely. There's a Zaxby's with a Total Wine and More attached to it.
Well, the Lightning make all your dreams come true when you're in the Chase Club. So.
That's right. That's where it was.
That's
is
nice, isn't it?
That's a nice
black cherry.
This is nice.
Mm-hmm. Is this what you had on your date, Micah?
Oh yeah. So let's talk about Micah had a date.
I did.
Oh yeah.
That's when?
That's what Seth says, and I acted like I didn't know that because you didn't tell me. But
yeah, why are you telling Drew things way ahead of me?
We
were in conversation.
Yeah, we would talk about stuff this week. I've been going through it. You know.
Oh, you. Oh, so you told her about your stuff, and then she gave.
Well, that's
you,
how we do.
It's
like
a trait.
Yeah, like Micah listens to me bitch and moan and whine, and sometimes glow about certain things going on in my life, and then she tells me what's going on in her life, and it's a nice exchange of support.
Yeah, that's what friends and family do.
Right, and I would never go squealing to you and going, Micah got a date, so I don't know how you found out.
Well, I mean, I found out because it's good content, and I dig in a little bit, and when I hear Micah goes on a date and kind of keeps it a secret, then I'm even more intrigued.
It wasn't a secret.
Well, we didn't know about it.
Well, it just transpired.
Mm-hmm. Come on,
good for you, Micah.
It's tough for me
Thank
to be
you,
in the
Kevin.
Interview role here. That's what I'm thinking. Like, I'm very happy for you.
I know.
You seem like he's a nice
he
guy.
He could be a felon. We don't.
Why would I go out with a felon?
She would know. She'd do a search.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Background check.
Like face
be able
tattoos.
To tell.
Yeah.
All right. So who is this guy?
I got to give him a name.
Yeah, just give him a name.
Give him a name like Anthony, because we know it's not Spanish. So, let's call him Anthony.
Let's call him Shiraz.
Shiraz?
Yeah,
like a wine? All right, all right. So this Shiraz fellow, where did he take you?
We went to Bo and Moe's, which is a little gym in St. Pete.
Bo and Moe's?
Yes.
Bo and Moe.
It's this little Italian restaurant, and the food is phenomenal.
Bo and Moe's.
I've passed it probably 1,000 times, and I used to live by it.
What'd you have?
Chili and sea bass.
Chili and sea bass?
No, chili.
Yeah, chili on your
that's
sea
disgusting.
Bass.
That's disgusting. Yeah, a piece of sea bass with chili all over it. They took a delicious, tender piece of fish, and they dumped chili all over it.
Chilean.
Uh-huh.
Sea bass.
That's delicious. How was it? How was it prepared? Like that big meaty,
Over easy.
Simply grilled.
Yeah.
It's probably 3 inches tall.
Oh, yeah, now we're talking.
Over some sauteed spinach with some garlic.
Hit it with a little ketchup.
No ketchup or chicken fingers were involved.
Good. What did he have?
An 8-ounce steak.
Okay,
meat eater. I forget which cut it was because I'm not really interested in red meat.
Did he cut your fish for you?
No.
Did he order for
but
you?
But I did try a bite of steak.
You did. What'd you
I
think?
Did. It was delightful.
Did he cut it or did you cut it?
He
or did
cut
he put
it.
The plate in front of you?
Did you eat off his fork or your fork?
My fork.
Okay, so you didn't put his fork in your mouth?
No.
All right, good.
I don't know if I missed this because I'm drunk already, but where'd you meet this guy?
I was out one night, so...
Just like walking?
Just a random?
No.
You're out one night and what? How'd you? Because I don't think I got into the big story about you met this fellow, Shiraz.
I was.
If that is his real name.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Grandma laugh going on now. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. By the way, Total Wine and More has everything you need for your Christmas entertaining, whether at your home or somewhere else. Holiday food pairings. You're looking for something to pair with that holiday feast on Christmas Day. Something to drink during the countdown to New Year's Eve. The experts at Total Wine and More can help guide you through the do's and don'ts and make you look like a rock star. Micah?
So Shiraz met me.
If that is his real name.
When I was downtown one night and just having a nice glass of Cabernet.
Mm-hmm.
And we became friends very quickly. So we've just kept in touch.
So none of your friends know him? Like, this is just some rando?
So here's the irony is we have so many mutual friends.
Mm. On Facebook?
In
real life.
Just in real life. And when we're in a conversation, we're like, oh, you know that person? I know that person. You go here, I go there.
Don't you wish in real life that you had the mutual friends thing like you do in Facebook where it shows you how many mutual friends you have? Like maybe it would appear across there. Because I like that on Facebook. It's like, oh my God, you know so-and-so and so-and-so.
Yeah, it gives you like an affirmation that you can talk to that person.
It'd be a great thing to do if like someone's mutual friends could be printed across their shirt somehow. So you're like, oh, you know. but please continue. Go ahead.
So we just got to know each other and then we've kept in touch.
What does he do?
He's an accountant.
Okay. All right.
He has a good job.
How old?
32.
Describe this guy.
So he's not a little kid. He's funny. He's very outgoing.
Okay.
Tall, short.
Probably like 6'1". So he's pretty tall.
Right. Works out, good shape.
No, he's not into fitness. He's very funny and just outgoing and vibrant, which I have to have that. I have to have a
vibrant accountant. That is
very rare.
That is a rarity, all right. Hey, let's take a look at your taxes.
You're funny when I'm drunk.
You're not drunk.
Yeah. Dude, you've had 2 sips of wine.
I've been chugging during all these. All right, listen. Come on. What does this guy look like? Like how is he hot? When you saw him, you go, oh man,
he's super attractive. Like I just look at him and his personality first and foremost is the best thing about him.
When you met him, you were alone, or you were with friends?
I went downtown. I know a lot of the bartenders downtown St. Pete.
But you were alone, and he approached you.
No, I was alone, but he didn't approach me. It was just like we struck up conversation. I don't know if you know this about me, Kevin, but I talk to everybody.
But you were at the bar, and then he was at the bar, and then...
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was with a couple of friends, and then we all just became one big group.
All right. I'm feeling that.
Very... Just high energy.
Have you called him at work? Have you paid him a visit at work? Do you know that he really does have a job as an accountant?
Yes.
Okay.
I haven't visited him at work.
Does he always have this high energy?
Yeah, is he always like you? He's always on. He's always.
Always. Okay. He might even have more energy than I do.
Here's the real question.
Does he have that energy in his pocket?
That is not the real question. That was the fake question.
What's the real question?
Well, I mean, I think Kevin did ask a good question.
Yeah. What?
You know, does he have energy in his pocket? Did he have to do some rails? Did he have to excuse himself?
Yeah. No.
Oh.
That's what I was thinking. A pocket full of coke.
Oh, I was thinking like pocket full of penis.
Has he heard of the show before? Did he know who you are?
Not prior to getting to know me.
But now
he knows.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't think he listens.
Oh, he will. As soon as you tell him.
Right.
But of course, when we sat down, the bartender recognized me. and brought it
of
up.
Of course they did.
You mean, of course, you're Micah Rotunda. People recognize you around town. No, we get it. You're very famous.
Hey, it's Micah.
Yeah, of course people know who I am.
What I meant was it got brought up in conversation.
Sure, yeah.
Which I'm very proud.
Yeah. You don't walk, you get carried. I get it.
So is he a good kisser or what?
Oh, no.
We didn't kiss. Mm. He kissed me on the cheek.
They did not kiss, but he did say this.
I like you because you are special.
Actual soundbite from that night.
He kissed you on the cheek like he was going for a kiss and then you turned your face?
Maybe.
Hey, did you guys talk about wrestling at all?
Good question, Kevin.
Inevitably, it comes up.
So did he bring it up?
Yeah, he brought it up.
No, I brought it up. I was talking about, you know, like the holidays and my family and that we're going to have a unique Christmas because my brothers are flying out on Christmas Day and so is my dad. And then he's like, well, where are they going?
You say holidays?
The holidays.
Like holiday food pairings? Looking for something to pair with your Christmas dinner? Total Wine and More. They are experts. They can help. Go ahead.
I love pairing.
So organic.
So I was talking about how we're going to pair wine with all of our foods, but then they have to fly out Christmas morning to Chicago because they have a live event. And then when you say that and you have to explain what that means, you go, well, they all work for WWE.
You sure he didn't already know that?
He didn't already know that.
He might have already known that.
He's got Google in his other pocket.
Mm-hmm. So,
energy in one pocket, Google in the other.
This is why I don't date.
It's just something you just want to keep in mind.
Yep.
I always keep that in mind, which is why I'm forever single.
How did the date end? Did you guys just get an Uber? Did he walk you to your door?
Good question.
We parted ways and said, can't wait to hang out until next time.
Did he give you a parting gift? Because if you're not sure what to get someone as a parting gift, a Total Wine and More gift card is always the perfect gift, available in any denomination, a variety of styles. Even the pickiest person on your list will be happy.
That's actually the perfect gift.
Yeah, it really is. So so you just parted, no kiss, handshake, hug?
Kiss on the cheek, hug.
Fist bump.
She's leaving something out.
No fist bump. I'm not leaving anything out.
Okay.
I had to, you know, stand my ground. Like, hey, this is the first date.
Oh, so he tried to kiss.
No, just on the cheek.
You had to say that to him? Hey, this is the first date.
Like, no, you had to assert?
I didn't have to say it because he's definitely a gentleman.
Did you have to put your hand in his chest? Like, buddy.
Show me the move, like, with Seth.
Matt Lauer. I mean, come on.
Show me the move with Matt Lauer.
Okay.
So, show me the move, like, how he went to say goodbye. You're him, and Seth is you. Okay. Now, Seth, you be passive on this one.
Yeah, get a little wine. Get a little wine.
No, you're him.
Yeah, hold on.
I'm him.
Yeah, you're going to say goodbye.
Well, I wasn't chugging wine as I'm leaving.
Wait, he's not chugging.
Let me have some giggle juice.
Who's the man, and who's Micah?
Giggle juice. Seth is Micah.
Okay.
And Mike. Yeah, you're Micah.
Oh.
And Micah's gonna show me. Oh my God, why are you flexing?
Is she like sashay and then flex?
I'm being Micah.
So Micah, you're gonna be him, and you show me how the goodbye went.
Oh wow.
So he didn't go for it, or he didn't go for the lips.
No, just on the cheek. Right. And then I was like, see you soon.
That was more than just a cheek kiss.
Micah, how do you feel about that cheek kiss?
Yeah. I want more. I want so much more.
I like you.
Wow.
Did he have a better physique than the naked magicians?
He was fully clothed. He's very fashionable. I also like that.
Very fashionable?
Fashionable,
very
funny.
Fashionable.
What does that mean?
Professional.
Yeah, big deal.
Blazer.
I shop at the Gap.
I don't think there is any more Gap.
Blazer, nice shoes.
Blazer.
Slacks.
So you'll definitely see this guy again.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Even if it's just like, if we're just friends and hanging out, whatever transpires, I'm for it because he's nice to be around. Right. And it's very rare that I meet an equally just, like I said, high energy and super positive person who is down to be social.
Yeah, but just the first time you met him, though, like, you can't really go off much.
No,
I've seen him 3 different times.
Oh.
All right.
Actually, 3.
All right. Just, you know, beware. Use my past experience as a roadmap. People can fool you.
You don't know.
Yeah. I'm not going to be fooled.
I know you're not going to be fooled. But just, if it can happen to an old, wise fool like me, that you can be duped, then it can happen to you, too. That's all I'm saying. You know what I've been through.
Guards are up.
Thank you.
Be 100% honest.
I'm honest.
Have you gone through every single one of his Instagram pictures dating back to 7 years
ago? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, she did.
Okay.
I looked at the Facebook.
All right.
How far back?
Yeah.
Couple years.
Damn.
Okay. What? There's albums and they're dated. Yeah,
sure.
You can see 2014, 2015.
We all do it.
So everything he's referenced to up to this point,
everything holds
factual.
Up?
Yeah.
When do we get to meet him? Your dad's and whatnot.
Well, I mentioned the Not So Live gig, but he's doing a like a Santa Claus bike thing that happens in St. Pete, so he won't be able to do that.
That's very, sounds like a benevolent guy.
Wait, it's all Santas on bikes?
I guess you dress up either in like an ugly sweater or something, and it's for charity, and then they go ride bikes.
No likey.
I don't like
that. Why don't you
stuff?
Like that? You ride bikes every day.
I love bikes. Not with other people. I don't like that.
Oh, what about with other Santas?
No, I'm not. I'm very opposed
you
to all
hate
that.
Santa.
I love Santa. I just don't want to ever sit on his lap or my child to do
it. Nobody's sitting on Santa's lap.
Well, you'll have to.
Why?
That's part of being Santa. It's the perks.